Thank you for holding. Is this Aldo?
Yes, it's him. Yes, good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Fine, yourself?
I'm doing good. Doing good. It's been a busy day so far. Looks like the sun's gonna come out one of these minutes.
Yeah, it's getting hot. I'm pretty sure it's getting hot. We're already in the 90s. So.
Is it already sunny over there?
Oh yeah, it's hot already. I think we're at 82 degrees right now.
Oh really? We're in Orange County. It's only 69 degrees, but it's like cloudy and overcast.
Yeah, I know. I have some people that live in LA. They say, no, it's not hot right here. That live in the in an empire here. It's hot.
Yeah, Bernardino. Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of family that lives out that way. My grandfather actually lives in Crestline, up in the mountains there.
On the mountain, well, yes. Okay. I was getting hot up there too. It was before it was nice, and now it's a little more humid up there, I heard.
Yeah, it's getting there. It's getting there. He's been telling me. He's like, getting to the stores. Because he walks. He stopped driving a year ago. And he's like, getting to the stores, getting hot, sweating.
Yeah, I heard before. It was always like 70 or under. And now with this climate change, now they're getting into the 80s, almost 90s.
I know.
Pretty soon they need it. They're on AC pretty soon up there.
It's so weird how it like rains through May now, and then all of a sudden it's like hot, and then it would be hot until like almost November, like end of November, December, and still hot.
Yeah, I know.
Weird,
it's crazy. Yeah, it's
weird weather.
Way different now.
Yeah, not like growing up. We actually had like a spring and a fall growing up. Now it's just summer or winter.
But in between now, it's just, it could be cold one day, and then the next day summer starts, and you're going to have a chance to get ready for your big spring or nothing.
First day of summer is supposed to be on Thursday, actually, so it's supposed to be hot. But
right here, I feel like it's first day of summer came like 2 weeks ago, but it's better for me. Yeah. More business for me. That's what that means.
We need it. It's nice to live over here by the beach when it does get hot, but it hasn't been hot. It's been like overcast, so you can't really enjoy it.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah, soon. I know you were speaking with Tara. She asked me to jump on the line because she wanted me to approve like a pricing structure. I guess she said you were working with some company already. You were paying them like $199 month to month, but they're not actually getting you ranking for your keywords.
Yeah, they're not. I think they just supposedly, if you Google, like supposedly according to them, but if you Google my name, I do pop up like one of the first ones, but if you do Google me, I'm not really up there yet.
Yeah, so they created a Google business profile. It doesn't look like they completed your Google verification yet. Did you get that postcard in the mail?
No, not yet. That's what I'm waiting for.
That's crazy. Okay, I'm getting an address in Menifee. That's not you, right? The 28955?
No, I'm over here in San Bernardino.
Yeah.
I did 932.
Okay, I typed in TNT heating and air, and I got plumbing heating and air out of Menifee. Let me see if I just put San Bernardino.
I doubt it, though.
Let me see. Get Angie's List and Yelp. But I don't see your actual, like, Google business profile.
Yeah, no, that's what they supposedly were going to do. So if I pop out, I could probably talk to them and see what's happening there.
How long have you been working with these guys?
Since Feb, pretty much, when I started.
Oh, wow. So, all this time, I mean, since February, 4 months, you should definitely, you should be ranking all throughout San Bernardino at 4 months, you know? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's what I believe, too. Yeah. I have gotten a few calls on the website, but not too many. I do work off AngieList, so I'm getting a new hit from there, and it's going word from mouth. So. But
yeah.
If I can get into that, you guys saying that top five in that Google search, then that'd be great.
There's three. Yeah, there's three there for Google Places. That's why we were calling out, actually, is because we have listing become available. We're partnered with the Google in Irvine right there off the 405 South. Well, I guess it might be 405 North from you. They have us call out for Google Places placements. So those are the three guys that show up next to the map, and we do all the pin verifications. So I don't know who you're working with currently, but all of the Google partners are intertwined in the same network. So usually it'll let us see, like, if you are working with a Google partner, and it's not saying that. Like, what's the name of the company that you're signed up with?
I got to look for it, to be honest. I'm not too sure. I haven't really...
Okay.
I forget what it's called, but I'll look
for it. 4 months, $200. That's like $800. And then I know Angie's HomeAdvisor by Angie, those guys, they charge per lead. They're on Google, so they get their leads from Google, and then they just resell them to you. But they go to, like, two or three people, and they charge you the lead fee.
Yeah, they gave me a little discount. If I pay half, they give me another half for free. So I'm just trying them out for
That's
now.
Not bad. Yeah, I mean, if we can get this going how it's supposed to, we're right in the peak time of the year. I mean, you wouldn't need either of those services. You could save yourself some money and just kind of get pushed those off to the wayside. I would only need like a month, month and a half to really get everything rolling to its max capacity. Do you have a website already?
Yeah, the people actually pay for they're the ones that did it for me. They do the website, just some stuff
so
like
they did
that.
Something. They did something. Oh man, one of my best friends just moved out to Elsinore too. It's crazy. You cover Elsinore. You go all the way to Palm Springs.
I do 50 miles from my house because I'm working on my house right now, and then I'm like in the middle, like 50 miles from Palm Springs and like 50 miles to LA. So that's why I chose those areas.
All right,
you gotta go where the money is. So that's why I got caught, no matter where it is.
No, that's a good mentality to have, you know. But it's these guys aren't putting you in position to make the money. That's the problem, you know. And if you're paying them, you know, you got stuff going out. You got to make sure you got a lot more coming in than what you got going out. All right. So the guys that I have right now are like 4 points AC and heating and superior mechanical heating and air. They're pretty good sized companies. You know, they could probably dispatch a couple of guys even at a time. There was a company, Davidson Air Conditioning and Heating, but that's the opening that we have. We're talking about putting TNT. Are you licensed or do you have any kind of insurance?
Yeah, I have insurance. My license, I already did the test. I'm just waiting for it to go in the mail.
Okay.
So, yeah, I'm doing all that right now, actually.
Okay. So the license, you think you'll probably have, like, in the next 2 weeks?
Oh, I'm not too sure. It's about 3 months.
3 months? Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I could list you for Google Places. I just wouldn't be able to put you anywhere else, like Google Ads or Google Guarantee. So, I mean, you're basically only going to be limited to about, like, 20 to 25 miles from your street address there in San Bernardino. Like, they'll send you postcard in the mail. And then
right now should be fine just because I know summer's coming. There's a lot of people. 25 miles.
I mean, you're in a high traffic area. Yeah. I mean, AC goes out there. I mean, people got maybe 2 hours before they start dying.
That's true. A little less. So, I'm asking people, hey, can you come tomorrow?
It's kind of an emergency. You know, you're right there on their phone. So, I mean, the calls will come. I'm not worried about that. It's just, it's going to limit us just because until we have the licensing, then I could start throwing you in further areas out, you know?
But I mean, like I said, it's a start. Just to make sure, you know, everything's going good and I'm getting actual calls from you guys. The other companies say, oh, she'll be getting calls. I'll probably get like maybe like 4 or 5 from that website that they created.
Yeah, that's not good. Well, the thing is, our company, we're hustlers too. Kind of like you have that hustler mentality. Like, hey, I'll go where the money is. And our services are month to month. So it's like, we know you're not going to come back next month unless we get in there and make sure it's working for you. Like, that would be a big red flag if one of our clients isn't ranking because we know he's not going to get any money and he doesn't have money. That card's declining next month. We're not going to get paid on it. And we want you guys to come back every month, you know? So I have a package that I can offer you here. It's called our Pro Package. It's advertised at $499 normally, but what I could do just to kind of try to be competitive with those other guys, I could cut the pricing by 50%. I'll call it a new in business credit on the back end here. And then I can also provide you with a new site. Like, I know you already have this website that these guys built, but I feel like if you cancel it, they might try to hold the website hostage. And so,
most likely they will.
Yeah, but I mean, it's I could put together a site like this in like 2 days, honestly, and get you a better one. But what I was thinking I could do is I could include the site for you too, Aldo, in that pricing structure. So that way, if you do decide to leave those guys, you don't have to worry about, you know, not having a good website built for the company and hosted. And that's no extra charge. So I'll include that in the package. And then also in this package, the Pro Package, it has Facebook ads. So you'll have like a Facebook business profile. We'll run ads through that. We could bring you some leads through there. And then there's also a Bing first page placement we'd get you. Bing has a top five on their search engine. They usually pull from Google's top three. So if you were already in the top three, like those guys were supposed to get you, then you would have top five on Bing. So that comes with our service. And then also we have Yelp, Yellow Pages, and Amazon Alexa voice search results. So you have multiple different ways of generating leads. And then there's a tracking system too, where we'll be able to show you like every one that we're bringing in for you. So at the end of the month, you can actually look like, hey, okay, I spent $249 with Local Splash, but, you know, here's the clients that I got from it. And then the Google verification that we do, or that they should have done for you already, freaking 4 months. It usually only takes us like a week and a half. But the verification, you keep that like for as long as you have the business. So even if you leave us later, you still keep all the content and the things that we create on like the Google business profile. You'll still be able to find you as like a Google verified business instead of just like a Google business profile. And okay. That's a huge credibility factor, you know. So even if you're just with us for a couple months, you know, you'll still be in a lot better position than you're in right now with these other guys over the last 4 months. But our goal, like I said, is to build a relationship with you where you keep using the service every month, you know. So.
No, yeah, I mean, I don't mind trying it out. Like you said, if it's month to month, then we'll go ahead and start the trial, and then I'll give you a month or two. And then if you guys do better than they do, I'll cancel them and just stick with you guys.
Yeah, you'll love it. Although, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie's List too, then I have no doubt because they're just like reselling leads off of Google. So once we have you up
there, I'm doing Angie's List, Home Advisor, both.
Yeah,
like, yeah, together or something like that.
Yeah, they're together. They're the same company. So I feel like if you give us like 30 to 45 days to get everything going to its max capacity, you'll probably cancel both of those. So we'll actually end up saving you money and making you more.
That'd be perfect. That sounds great to me.
All right. So I'm going to create the Google business profile because I'm not actually seeing your Google business profile anywhere as like a verified listing. All the stuff I see when I look up your company is just like Home Advisor and Angie's and stuff like that. So on the first page of Google, it's crazy. You could only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for the business. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yeah, I'm currently working on getting a business phone number. I haven't got it yet, so I'll use this one. I could change that later, right?
Yeah, we could also give you like a Google Voice number if you want. And it's basically like a tracking number that they have up there, but it goes straight to your phone. And in real time, and then it also will have like a caller ID system on it that lets you know like it's coming from a potential customer from the Google listing.
Okay. Is it free?
Yeah, here. They're gonna give it to you during the client interview though. I'll schedule the client interview for either later today or tomorrow. But I'll put in the notes here like client requested Google Voice tracking. And call tracking number. That's good too, because we can make sure there's no like spam calls or anything like that. It's good to know like, hey, this is a business call versus like something else. What's your last name, Aldo?
It's Solorzano. S-O-L-O-R-Z-A-N-O.
Sorry, what were you saying before I asked you that? I feel like I cut you off.
No, that's fine.
Okay. All right. And then they're going to send that PIN in the mail. You should have gotten this like within the first week of signing up if you're working with a Google partner. It's called a PIN verification letter. You don't have to have your address like displayed. I could hide it for you. But what's the street address that I could send the postcard to you in the mail?
Oh, it's 29th Street.
29th Street?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And that's San Bernardino?
Yes, I'm in California.
Oh, like by Highland?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know exactly where that's at. My grandpa, he lives up there, yeah. So every time I come from Orange County, I have to take that street to get up to Crestline.
Yeah, I actually live like off the, I'm one exit before
Waterman. Yeah, I like that area, actually. He used to send me down there to get stuff for them because sometimes they don't have it at that like store that they have right there in Crestline by Lake Gregory. So
yeah, I know new people who actually come down to get groceries around here. So.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a car anymore, so when I go there, he's always like, hey, could you do this? I'm like, ah.
Yeah,
he's 86, so he got into a car accident last year, and he's like, oh, I don't want to drive anymore. Like, he feels like he's not safe for driving anymore.
That's understandable.
Yeah, but now I have to make a lot more trips to visit him. It usually takes like an hour and a half to get from here to there. Yeah, it's nice though. It's the only way we have like a white Christmas, you know, or like Thanksgiving. I go up there, and sometimes on Thanksgiving it's snowing. Not lately, but before it used to be like that. What's your business email address, Aldo, where I could send you everything in writing and the receipt?
That's something I do not have. I use my regular email.
Okay, that's fine. It's not like we're going to post it for other people. It's just so that I could send you the receipt so you could write it off, and that way you have everything in writing documented, like, hey, we're doing all of this for you for the price.
Okay, yeah, it's A-L-D-O S-O-L-O-R-Z-A-N-O 11 at gmail.com.
That's cool. Mine's johnhill11@gmail.com.
Yeah, I created it when I was in middle school. I had it ever since.
Me too. That used to be my number when I played sports.
Yeah.
It was 11. I used to wear 11 all the time. All right. And then I'm going to hide your street address. You don't have to worry about anybody showing up there. But it'll still say San Bernardino, California, 92346 on the listing.
Perfect.
All right. And then do you know if you own that domain name, like the www.tntheatingandairllc.com? Or did they
own that was part of No, supposedly it was part of the package. That's why I paid them for it, was including the package they gave me.
Okay. So I'm going to attach this to the Google Business profile as your site for the customers to view. But if you leave those guys and they try to hold the website hostage, just let me know. I could get a new domain, or we can use that domain and just build a new site on that one, depending on what happens there. But just let me know. I'm making sure that the website's going to be an option for you at no extra charge, just in case we have to cross that road, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they do stuff like that to try to get you to stay on with their service. Like, oh, if you cancel, you're gonna leave we're gonna lose your site and you're gonna lose your reviews. And they try to do all this crazy stuff. But I'll put you in position to, you can just cut them off or tell your bank, you know, and then you're good.
Yeah.
Okay. So save. All right. And then how do you want your hours for the business listed?
Yeah, it's from 7 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and then Saturday 7 a.m. through 3 p.m.
Okay, Sunday closed?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, so I got the account created. I want to schedule a client interview with you. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we asked for an hour window. What would be the best time tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
Anytime, pretty much anytime after 11.
After 11?
I'll say, if you could do maybe one before, I should be home by one tomorrow.
Okay. I'm going to schedule between 1 and 2. I'm going to send you an email, invitation, like a calendar invitation to your Gmail, and then I'll text you, 1 hour before, just as a heads up. Okay. If anything changes.
Okay, perfect.
Just let me know, but we want to get it up and running as soon as possible, so that way you can get to these guys.
Good.
We've been starting to get some calls
already. We'll have too much going on tomorrow. I should be able to get the call.
It's pretty easy, too. Like, it's mostly general knowledge information about the company. They just want to know, like, all the services you provide. I know we can cover up to that 25-mile radius because of the not having the licensing, but, you know, then they want to go over the service area, too. It's just to customize it, you know, and to get like a mission statement for the company and things like that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. I think I got your email here. It's showing like horses.
Yeah, it's my 4-5-2. When I was younger,
okay.
My father used to work with the racetrack. So.
Oh, that's cool.
That's from 8th grade. I never changed my 4-5-2 since like 20 years.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's crazy because I grew up like around a bunch of horses in Huntington Beach. They have an equestrian center right there by Central Park. And so there's a bunch of horses right there.
Crazy.
I got your account created. And then the client interview is scheduled, so that's going to be 1 to 2 tomorrow. I'm going to send you a text with my direct number and extension. And then also we have 24/7 customer service. So if you ever have any like questions, comments, concerns, or you need help with your listings, just call in. There's always a representative to help you. We kind of like walk you guys through it until we see you got the hang of it and the customers are coming in. And then we kind of back off and let you do your thing once we see you got the hang of it.
All right.
All right. And then how did you want to secure your first month's payment of the $249?
By card is fine.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
Well, it's really only my name. I haven't done a business account either.
Okay. Should do that, though. It's good to track all your write-offs. But I'm going to send you a business invoice receipt, so you'll still be able to write this off as a business expense at the end of the year. But just for future note, it's a good idea to have.
Okay.
Okay. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay, give me one. Let me get it for you. So it's the 4833 1601 6875 6127 6127.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/25.
And then 3-digit code on the back.
916.
916. Okay, and you said you already took the test for your license?
Yeah, I'm currently waiting for the test date, I believe, because I did application. It takes about like 2-3 weeks, so I'm gonna get that, and I just take my test. But I'll go pick as soon as possible to take the test, which I am.
Okay. Did you study somewhere, or did you work for somebody previously?
Yeah, like I have 7 years in the field, so I'm kind of talking my own thing, doing. Not right now. I'm kind of working on my own, doing stuff here and there, like little installs, stuff like that. Then I did pay to go to license school in Ontario.
Oh, okay. So, what is it, like a UEI or like a Universal Technical Institute kind of thing?
Yeah, it's like UEI pretty much.
UEI, okay. Awesome. I'm just taking note of that here because right now we don't have the licensing on there, but I'm trying to let them know where you stand currently so that way they'll still allow us.
I graduated UEI 2017, and then I've been working in the field the last 7 years. So that's why I started my own thing. And you have to wait these 4 years before you apply for your license. So I waited a little longer.
Yeah, California is like super strict about it, but once you have it all done, it's so worth it, especially if you have your own company. It's a lot of headache getting there, you know? There's a lot of moments.
Yeah,
because
I have to like get some signatures from other contractors and stuff like that. But I heard that the California one worse than like Arizona and Las Vegas. So I really got it.
Yeah, because we have some of the strictest guidelines in the country. So usually, once you have it here, you could pretty much go anywhere and you're good.
Yeah, I heard that. I was thinking of the 3 years of owning it, like having it, you could apply somewhere else without taking the test. They just give it to you.
Yeah, it's more of like a renewal process at that point. They just kind of renew.
Yeah,
you're good to go. All right, so I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification. This is just added protection for you. It's going to outline the agreement, and we're going to send this to you in writing with your receipt. If I say anything that you don't understand or you don't agree with, Aldo, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
I can always, like, rephrase it for you. All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
TNT Heating Air LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Aldo Solorzano, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says to get results as fast as possible, Aldo, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
It's really important that you're proactive, like with us, just to make sure we're getting everything up and running in a timely manner. We're going to try to do a video verification for you since you don't currently have the license to be able to send in to us. But we're still also going to send you the paperwork for the verification as well. But it's going to be really important, like in the beginning, just getting everything set up properly, or that you're proactive with us just to make sure that we're getting everything set up properly and getting you up and running as fast as possible.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. And then obviously that means like being available for that client interview tomorrow between 1 and 2, because I will blow you up if I have to blow up your phone. Like, okay.
No, that's fine. I'll answer for sure. No worries.
Yeah, it's just important for us to uphold our end of the agreement, you know. And then it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we know everything you currently have. It's just saying after today, if you're going to add anything, double check with us so we can make sure you're not paying for something you already have or duplicating anything. Once we start working on that Google business profile, the other company that you're working with won't be able to access it. So there's really nothing that they'll be able to do for you at this point, aside from your website. So, like I said, you know, if you're going to part ways with them, do your thing. But if they're going to hold the website hostage and not provide that domain to you, just let us know so that way we can get your website up and running.
Yeah, so I know. Like I said, I'll wait until everything's presented on our end, and I'll give them a call.
Okay, sounds good. So the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. I'm going to process it today in the discounted pricing structure of $249 for our pro package. I've made the website optional to you, and I've waived all other setup fees on this campaign. I've also locked you in at this discounted pricing structure, so it won't go back up to the $499 that package is advertised at. It'll just stay $249 as long as you're with us. It's set up to automatically renew each month on the 18th. You could discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing's due so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree?
Thank you very much.
To those renewal and cancel it. Okay. All right. So you should be receiving some text messages here. You'll have everything in writing. One's an outline of the agreement in writing. The other one is a Google verification form. Fill that out as best you can. And then the last one is going to be like username and password for your tracking system and account dashboard.
Okay.
Okay. Try to sign off on the subscription terms and fill out that verification form as best you can. And then we're going to circle back with you tomorrow between 1 and 2 for the client interview.
Okay, I'll do that in the BIM.
I know. It sounds like you're kind of busy right now. Sometimes it takes our guys like 1 to 2 days to get it back to us, so no rush. But you definitely want to have the subscription terms signed off on. You just got to type out your name on that one before the client.
For sure, but at the end of the day.
Okay. All right, perfect. So I'm sending out your Google PIN verification letter right now. So that's coming in the mail. There's a little 5-digit number I'll need on the back of it. And then if you have any questions, comments, concerns, Aldo, or you feel like you're missing something, don't hesitate to call us, okay? You're not alone. We want to make sure that we're getting everything up and running and getting you some clients, okay?
Oh, perfect. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow at 1.
Yes, that sounds great. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.